Lumo Energy's ultimate power draw is giving away thousands in electricity credits. Switch to win. Entries close July 31. Vic residential customers only. T&Cs apply. 101.
This is the Fox. Now, guys, as we did say on Friday, Nick and I have organised a night out in the Gold Coast for Boxy because you say you used to be a little bit of a party animal.
I was.
We don't believe it.
I was fun. I was party fun fee.
It's time for Boxy's big night out. All night, she'll go from the club straight to the show. The biggest party I've had on the Gold Coast. It's Boxy's big night out.
Now, another huge news. Melbourne, we're going to give you a chance to go on the standby list starting tomorrow. To come to the Gold Coast with us. Well, today.
This morning from 9.
Woo. Boom. To come party with us in the Gold Coast to see if Fee can last the night away. But over the weekend, Nick and I, we didn't have much on, so we thought we'd delve back into the old days when you used to say that you were a bit of a party animal, like circa 2012, 2011.
We just wanted to find some footage or pictures or anything. Just some proof, some evidence that you were a true loose unit.
And we come across some tweets, Fiona. Now, this is, I don't know what to think or believe, but obviously it's Fifi Box with a blue tick. So I'm starting to think that maybe you were a bit wild because there's some amazing, the first tweet back in 2012, the 3rd of the 6th, Dear Vodka.
Oh, dear.
I love you, but we had an agreement. You were supposed to make me really cool and a way better dancer. I saw the video. We need to talk.
Okay, that's really embarrassing.
I know it is.
You're a real loser. I hate myself.
Real loser.
Very embarrassing.
No real loser.
No comma after Dear Vodka. I'd be mortified.
No.
You read the next one, Nick.
We've got a little bit of cover here. That's even worse.
You know I know how to make them stop and stare as I zone out. The club can't even handle me right
now.
Time for
cat.
A lie down now. Night, night.
And what Nick and I,
what Nick and I have noticed is you like at early hours of the morning to quote songs. sometimes it's necessary to let Flo Rida slap you on the A-double-S. Sorry, Mum. Wow, that's interesting.
That is. Well, he did. I was on stage with Flo Rida.
Right.
And he was singing the song Low, Get Low, Low, Low.
Interesting.
And
well, December 19, 2011, week before Christmas, the quote, I like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain.
Oh,
and there's
no.
You with about six of them in front of you.
Okay.
And a big smile.
I've had enough.
And you know how.
I've had enough of this.
There's more.
This is too embarrassing.
Nick, you know how when we went to the Super Bowl and we had a few and we were a bit groggy the next day and Fee looked down on us and like, you aren't professional and I sit here and you let me down. Wow.
Well,
Fifi, Fev and Dave, today Fifi hasn't turned up. Enough said. Oops. You wrote, I have gone too hard on Tuesday night. #Hashtag always professional. You didn't turn up to work.
Yeah, I have actually told you that I was a party girl once upon a time. And then this is well, there's proof here that I was a party girl. I also wasn't very funny when I was trying to be, and I was really uncool. So we've established quite a bit this morning. Can we put Twitter feed away? This is embarrassing.
There's one more. Do you want to read the Ruby Rose one, or do you want me to read it?
Oh, here we go.
Sure, it's good.
Do you want to read it? You read it.
So Ruby Rose wrote, listening to Fifi and Jules, remembering fondly of when Fifi told me I had to make out with her, ha ha. And then you responded, I'm still waiting, Rubes.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it? That was another big night. There's lots of big nights that
I had. Been awake for 37 hours. Got to go to bed. So tired. Why would you write that to yourself?
I don't know. Why would I write that publicly on Twitter?
I don't know.
It was 2012.
Exactly. This is
the whole week.
Old me.
We've got four pages full of this.
I'm shutting my Twitter feed down.
Oh, we've
now.
Already got it. So for the next week, we'll read out some tweets just to let everyone know that's coming to the Gold Coast. How much of a party animal you are.
Can we stop? I don't want to go anymore. This is so embarrassing.
Now, what, you can't even handle this right now?
Oh. 101.9 The Fox.
We've noticed a trend on this show. Fev, it involves you. And the way you speak to Nick. So you've got a habit at the moment of referring to Nick in a certain way.
I would be very careful. It's the way he speaks to me. is the way I return serve.
Okay, so yeah, it's a little volley match back and forth. So yeah. Nick will say something to you, and then you
he'll shut me down.
You call Nick
pull
a name.
Me up on something, yes.
Now it's tied in beautifully with one of Taylor Swift's new songs. We play it here on the Fox, Mr. Perfectly Fine. I just love Taylor. I can just keep listening to Taylor's song.
June.
But it does tie in with, so, Nick, sometimes you say things to Fev that solicit a response that now works beautifully with Taylor's new song.
Righto,
Mr. Mathematician.
How's your heart after breaking my eyes?
Mr. Think you're funnier than everyone else? Mr. Bloody Financial Man? Mr. Bloody...
I don't know.
Sorry, Mr. Brainiac. Mr. Brick?
Mr. Brick.
Mr. It's a real habit
some
now.
Some other ones in the last
Miss
week.
Funny over there.
Mr. Bloody Englishman. Mr. Trying to butt in, but my favourite was Mr. Wang Man.
Why were you Mr. Wang Man?
I don't know, weighing.
Oh, weighing man.
Weighing. I was something to do with the scales or something. And he, no, because I don't know. I'm not the smartest man.
Neither am I.
Oh, Mr. Scholar. Enough said.
101.9, The Fox.
Big night tonight on Channel 9, 7:30, Lego Masters Grand Final.
Boom.
It's all happening. David and Gus, Scott and Owen up against Gabby and Ryan. Who will take the crown?
It's a Lego off.
Let's talk to our good friend, Hamish Blake. Haim.
Top of the morning, guys. It's Grand Final fever. Everyone's got the day off. Enjoying your Grand Final holiday. But this is it.
It's a night Grand Final. Fans got what they wanted.
Now, Haim, exciting night. I am curious. Now, you've get the last episode, a great twist. I love you've been given putting twists in all season, but the guys did their built their creations on the tree, and then you've gone, oh, you're not finished yet. You've got to keep going at the bottom of the tree. What have you got for in store tonight, Haim? What can we expect to see?
Yeah, what twists? guys, blindfolds. A very underwhelming finish to Lego Masters. No, well, do you know what? I sort of feel like I feel like I channeled Jeff Probst far more than I thought I would before I took on this job. You just handing out twists left, right, and center when you're doing a TV show like this. But then when people get to the finale, then I sort of think. I mean, it's a bit of a tradition. It's almost a bit of a poorly kept secret that really, and I'll give this away because you'll find out the first 2 minutes tonight anyway for people that are watching. You sort of earn the right to build whatever you want in the finale. You get it's builder's choice. So we just sort of we take the shackles off. I mean, it still has to be out of Lego. That's one. You can't just start marble chiseling. So we do have some constraints, but within that, you can build whatever you want. And so tonight, the teams, they go wild, and they unleash their full potential.
Couple of houses, nice sun in the air.
Okay, we can't wait to see this, Haim, because we are very big fans of this show. And I know personally, me and my household, Trixie loves it.
She
loves it. We're right into it. And that's why it was a shame. Now, I'm about to tell you something that you may not know, but we got into trouble with the Lego community a few weeks ago, Haim.
One person did.
Okay.
Throwing us under the bus.
You may be familiar with all the brick banting blogs and communities online.
I haven't hit the blogs up as much as you'd think, but I am across the etiquette. I think I'm across brick etiquette.
Yeah.
What did you do?
Well, we just happened to, one morning, and it was to support the show. All publicity is good publicity. We had noticed a trend with Brickman, I love. Brickman's the best.
Yeah, Brickman's the best.
Brickman's the man you want in your life.
Yep.
But we were just noticing how emotional he gets when he's having to eliminate people. And I was actually touching on how beautiful that was to see. And unfortunately, there may have been some jokes at Brickman's expense that didn't go down well with your Lego people in that world.
Gotcha. Hamish.
Gotcha. Well, look, it creates chat. Like you said, it's I mean, I would, the last thing I want to do is put words in Brickman's mouth or take tears from his eyes. But I know that Brickman would probably have a good laugh. He's aware that it's going to happen, but he just can't stop it because he's, like you said, he's so invested in it. Often we'll walk off after an elimination and be like, oh, geez, I bloody lost it there, didn't I? And we'll all have a big laugh and a hug. But I do, and I know you find it lovely, Stephen. You would never say that man expressing his emotions is anything but a wonderful thing in this world.
I agree.
I love that he does it because, I mean, it's just, I think it's wonderful that we have, you know, as you do, it's wonderful we have a judge that cares so much.
What do you think, Nick?
I cry about stuff. I cry all the time. I cry when my son hands me a birthday card that he's drawn terribly. It's awful. He's two and I'll tear up.
Beautiful.
I've cried at The Notebook. I've cried at TV ads. But the thing those all have in common is that they're not Lego.
But what they have in common is they, at a deeper emotional level, they elicit a response that should be cherished.
Yes.
Should it?
I think I just wanted the bell as well.
A cry-off. Yeah. Cody versus Brickman.
Our show was accused of toxic masculinity, and we won't have it. We love the Brickman. We love Lego Masters, Hayne. We obviously love you. Yes,
beautiful. And look, I have a front row seat, and I can tell when it's happening because I'm, you know, when you're doing the show. It's pretty much what you see is what you get, just with a bit more pausing because you have to wait for sort of cameras to be in the right position. But if you're not talking on a show like that, I had no idea how these shows were made, right? Like, I've never done a reality show before. I've watched a lot. I'm a big fan. But if you're not talking, everything's very quiet. Like, you don't chat in between. You don't go, and, you know, I'm sorry, going home tonight. And then they go, hang on a sec, whispery, position the camera. You don't go, oh, sorry, guys. Hey, how are you? Hey, you going to watch the footy on the weekend? You don't pick up the conversation, so it's just a lot of stillness in there. And so I've got a front row seat to, I'm like 1 meter from Brickman, and I'm looking at him side on, so I can see when the eyes glisten.
Yeah. Well, you did give him a pat on the back last night.
This is the real deal. Did I really?
Oh, yeah, okay.
I'm starting to crack.
Hayne, looking forward to the grand final, and like a great team in here at FIFA Forever, Nick. We stick together. I wasn't part of that conversation. I missed the chat. So all the Brick people out there, I'm not part of this show when stuff like that happens.
Abandoned.
But Hayne, something that's happened to you, mate, you have moved away from Victoria. Now, the lid is officially off. The demons are humming as soon as you get out of the state.
Mate, this is killing me.
This is unbelievable.
Can I reveal to you some horrible news here exclusively on the Fox? I have a very bad suspicion, and a lot of my friends have brought this up, that I was the Moz.
100%.
And I don't want to be the Moz, but I used to live next to the MCG, 500 metres from the G in Richmond. I move out of the state, the D's are flying. I was going to come down for the week.
Don't
I was going to come watch the Blues game yesterday.
Oh, you should have come. You should have come yesterday.
I can't. How's this, though? Here's the evidence for being the Moz. A couple of weekends ago, I was in Tasmania with a few mates. We were mountain biking. Right, that was the weekend. These were playing North Melbourne in Launceston. I am out in the wild. We're out in the bush. No reception. Get back to the, like, racing to the airport. Just got on the plane. Couldn't swing it with the leave pass to also watch the game, but just got back. got back to the airport. Check the phone. We're just into the third quarter. North Melbourne are up by 2 goals.
Yes.
Right? In the third quarter against the D's. These are struggling. I was like, oh my God, I'm the Moz. I'm in the same state as them. We take off. Phone goes off. We land. Phone comes on.
You win.
Nothing to worry about. After I left the airspace, they got better. And then I was speaking to Maxi Gorn after the game. I was like, mate, I think I'm the Moz. He's like, mate. He goes, honestly, that first half against North Melbourne was one of the toughest games of footy I've ever played in my life. He goes, and then we just clicked. I don't know what it was. I was like, I do.
It was you.
We can't wait to see you tonight. Lego Masters Grand Final, 7:30, Channel 9. Don't miss this event. And big love to Brickman.
Yeah,
when you see him,
Hayne,
can you honestly tell him we love
him? Give him some love.
Oh, he loves you guys. Oh, all good, all good.
Okay, thank you.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Hey, great weekend of footy. Doggies came up over Port Adelaide. One of my favourite things to do.
Great game, boxing.
Really
geez, they're good, the doggies.
Team.
They're good, very the doggies.
Good. Very good. Is Jamara going to get a run?
Yeah, in the twos. No, he was concussed. He was concussed. Of course. So he can't play. So he did a bit of training on the weekend, actually, off his own bat. Went for a couple of big runs.
Good boy.
He did say, do you want to come for a run with me on Saturday morning? I said, yeah, get me a egg and bacon on the way home, mate. Dead set. Want to go for a run? What's wrong with that kid?
So my favourite thing about that game was the Bulldogs
still
winning.
Concussed.
But my second favourite thing was the Port Adelaide spectator who's gone viral. And when you just at a football game, watching the game, by yourself, having a snack, and then you end up in news.com.au, you've got to think, really? It must have been quite a slow news day. He was standing there in the crowd eating a snack, but not just any snack. It was a Weet-Bix straight from the box, no milk.
Wow.
So the same way someone might hold a bag of Samboys and eat chips, he is holding a box of Weet-Bix and just hoeing in as if they were biscuits.
Were they giving them away at the ground for free or something?
I think so.
Like, how do you take that into the ground?
How do you even swallow it?
No. How does that get past security? I'd rather a bloke with a flask in there.
Yeah, dip it into beer or
than
something.
Just a dry Weet-Bix.
Yeah. That's Port Adelaide supporters for you. They're feral.
Is Collingwood knocked off the bottom
they
now? Are they not
they
the worst?
Be able to afford, they wouldn't be afford, they wouldn't be able to get Weet-Bix. They'll be having like something from Aldi.
What's the knockoff Weet-Bix?
Cheerios or something? One of those.
The black interesting and white thing about label. Food, though, is see that guy. He's done that his whole life, and no one's ever commented on it. Probably because he maybe learnt it through his family.
Barracks report.
When you take it out in the real world, you can sometimes realise you eat food in a strange way. Mm. And 131060, we are going to open the phones. Weird ways you eat food. Because I eat bananas and Mars bars and Milky Ways and most chocolate bars
together
the same way. No. So with a banana, I eat around the side of it. So chew all the outside and then if you just have the middle bit.
Then you've got a mushy.
Yes, the sweetest bit. It's so sweet.
Oh.
And then I do the same thing to a Mars bar. So I take off the chocolate.
What? And then you're just holding.
Then the caramel. Then just the nougat at the end.
You're just holding that.
Yeah.
How do you eat a banana again?
And I am going to challenge you to this because despite the fact that you're finding that very humorous, if you eat around, like eat the outside bit, you're left with just that little mushy bit in the middle, but it does stay firm, like it doesn't fall apart.
I'd rather you just eat it with the peel on.
But it's really
sweet,
weird. That bit in the middle. It's like mashed banana. It's so yummy by itself.
It is, because you've been mashing it with your lips and teeth as you're eating the outside of a banana. That is
really?
Is that weird?
Maybe it is weird.
I cut the ends off the banana. I don't like the ends.
What, like a crust?
Well, I get the end with a black bit, but the top bit's fine.
Nah, sometimes I just slice both of them or just bite it off and spit it out. I don't eat the end bits. Yeah. Don't eat the end bits.
But it tastes the same as the banana.
It's just a thing, mate. It's like a dry
Wheat-Bix.
Do you have
any weird ways that you eat certain
hamburgers?
Food?
I like the Big Mac. I eat obviously a Big Mac. It's got two tiers.
Yep.
I cut it in half and eat like the top half with the bun.
Right.
And then I eat the bottom half just with the patty and you fold it over.
Okay, so you don't eat
two burgers.
I know, but you're missing the effect of the Big Mac, I think.
No. It's like because I'm hungry, I go, I want
this
a Big
Mac. This
will
last longer.
And it'll last longer if I cut it into two pieces.
Well, it's quite, yep, that's clever.
Mentally, I've just had two burgers.
And do you find with these things, I find they're weird tradition, like weird things you've done so you can't break it. Like I find if I have a banana in front of people, I have to look at it and go, don't do it while people are watching. You know that feeling?
The producer's laughter came into the studio then, and there's soundproof walls.
If our James, our audio guy, could just cut down everything about that banana chat that Fee had and just cut a few words out.
I was going to say, I feel weird for dipping it, when I have a parma, dipping it in sauce.
Dipping your banana in what?
Parma.
Oh, parma.
I'm a parma in sauce.
Oh, yeah. I'm a mushroom and pepper sauce with a parma every single time.
Can I speak to Luke in Geelong just because I feel like the only weirdo at the moment? Hey, Luke.
Yep. G'day.
G'day, Luke. Thanks for ringing in. What are you eating in an interesting/weird way?
Okay, I've got a cracker for you. And my girlfriend's probably listening right now, and I get in trouble for this all the time. Ravioli raw out of the bag.
Oh, yuck. Man, that can't be good for you.
I don't know if that is meat ravioli or like the spinach and ricotta one.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. Just dip in.
Right. Just raw.
Wow.
Cold? Do you dip it in anything?
The sauce?
Nah, just straight out of the bag.
Gee. I used to eat 2 minute
noodles out of the bag.
Meat.
Yeah, I used to.
I used to dry noodles.
Really?
And then put the spices on top instead of cooking them.
Oh, no, thanks.
Lulu still does. My kids still do that.
I thought that was a hopper's cuisine. It's good to know. Now you
want to try 2 minute noodles. You're having a crack at me for my banana.
But it's just noodles. It's like people eat noodles dry. Like it's like.
But they're not tasty. They're bland.
You put the chicken or the beef salt on top of it, like the seasoning.
The whole point of the noodle is that it's porous and when it's wet, so the spice goes in.
We were the poorest in Nazza, was it? That's why we had 2 minute noodles for dinner.
Sarah from Reservoir. Sarah, how are you eating food?
Well, in the morning for breakfast, I pour my milk first with my cereal and then put my cereal in instead of the other way. And everyone says that it's really weird, but I find it very normal.
Isn't that so? That was weird. How your parents prepared your cereal?
Yes.
That is, it's weird.
Everyone gives it to me.
Do you know why I think people think it's weird, Sarah? Is because the milk is proportional to the cereal.
100%.
So if you put the cereal in and then you get the milk, so it sort of sits just on the top. But
I like it a little bit milky.
So when you've got your milk in and you tip your cereal, what happens if you go too far with the cereal? Do you add more milk?
No, sometimes it overflows with the milk.
Oh,
so
wow.
I put too much cereal in.
Sarah, surely after that happened once, you go, I've got to flip this.
I know.
No, Sarah, I can relate to you. So you're having cereal with your milk. The milk's the star. That's the same way I eat food with sauce. The sauce is the star. The sausage or the meat pie, that's just in there with my sauce.
I do that with coffee and tea. I put the milk in first before the hot water and the tea bag and the coffee.
What?
So when I'm making a coffee, I put the milk in first.
Right.
And then pour the water in, then put the coffee.
Weird.
And if I'm having a tea, I put the milk in first.
Why do you do
then
that?
The hot water and then the tea and then tea.
Why?
Is it for some last minute changes to the lineup?
I don't know.
I want Milo.
I'm impatient. So when you put the kettle on, you got to wait, and then you got to pour. Once I try to do all the steps before the water goes in.
Can I put you, and I'm not a tea drinker.
Like killing time, do you know what I mean?
I don't drink these beverages, but one thing I do know about tea is that the tea bag or the tea leaves with the water, that needs to be left alone it can infuse the water, but you've put the milk in. I think you've butchered the whole thing.
Oh, God, no. I make a great tea.
Okay.
But everything's done beforehand. So if you said to Nick and I, hey, make me a coffee, my coffee would be delivered to you before his coffee.
I would be very interested in having a Favola tea and just the way most people prepare tea, because I think you're doing your tea a disservice.
Okay. That's your opinion.
Yeah, I don't even drink tea.
I just love, because Fev has mentioned he's got ADD, you go, oh, does he or not? But I've never met someone that turns the kettle on and he's like, come on.
Yeah, it's like, takes ages, man. So I get everything done beforehand. So then you just tip the water in, done, and I can drink.
Hey, why don't you get one of the, you know, you can get built into your kitchen one of those hot taps, the boiling water just comes straight out.
Yeah, you can. Oh, do you? You're rich.
No, I got it for the cold
water. I'm just a poor man from Narre Warren.
No, you... Oh! Sarah from Tarnete. Hey, Sarah.
Good morning.
Sarah, what are you eating that's a bit weird?
So, a bit of a weird one. With like the 4 and 20 pies, I actually eat the crust around the edge first. I take the lid off and let it cool down. I then, scrape the meat out, mix it with tomato sauce, and then eat the pastry.
Yeah,
and then
beautiful. That's what I used to do.
Yeah, like I love it, but I love the meat with the pastry. So you've just foregone that. That's just mince by itself.
Yeah, it's beautiful. But do you put the tomato sauce on the mince?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, it's the best. Yeah. So you take the lid off, Boxy,
and all the
steam comes up. You get a little teaspoon, put the sauce in, mix it all up, then eat it.
It's like soup.
Oh, yeah. Pretty much, but with
soup out of pastry.
Yeah.
And then you're just holding an empty pie. You go, it's an edible bowl.
Yeah,
what a win.
Keep it for the next one.
101.9 The Fox.
One of the best sleeps I have had in 2.5 years happened on Friday night. Our son, my wife and I, our son Charlie, 2.5-year-old Charlie, we love him, but he sleeps in bed with us. There's a cot in our room, and then he'll kick off at about 11. We go, get in here, champion. And then he sleeps in bed with us. And then generally wakes up about 5:30. It says breakfast time. We go, it's not. It's ages away, but now we're up. He's got his own bedroom.
Ooh.
He got his own bedroom on Friday.
Is this because baby two is approaching?
Baby two is on its way. We've got a queen size bed. There's a 33-week pregnant woman, myself, a big unit, and a little toddler. Large. Just, it's too much space. It's like Tetris. There's not a lot of wiggle room in that bed. So he's moved into his own room, and we were pumping him up all last week. He was moving in on Friday.
Big boy
all
week, room.
Big dog.
Woo!
Own bedroom. His mates have all got it, so we could just name drop his mates. They've all got their own room. Bedroom's the best. He moved in on Friday. Big Bluey poster on the wall. Balloons.
Yeah.
He was so excited, and he slept really well. Friday and Saturday night.
That was great prep, though. You tricked him into getting excited about it.
I think kids are just looking to see what the adult's vibe is. It's like when they stack. If you go, what's wrong? And then they cry. Yeah. But if you say, toughen up, mate, you'll get another toe back. You know, they'll go, all right, maybe it will grow, you know. Mistakes happen. But last night, of course, the first night that he's sleeping in the other room and my wife and I are in our room. He just kicked off all night.
Oh, really?
I was up at 3 o'clock this morning. He woke up at 11, at 1, at 2.
Just getting back in.
3. No, I figured something else out because we've got a monitor.
Oh, yeah.
A little audio monitor. It's in his room and in our room, of course, we can hear him. Yeah, just slowly fade the volume down so it sounds like he's settling himself. Okay, good to go.
Oh,
I can hear something down the hallway, but it can't be him. I know.
It's cute.
Did you go in? Do you go in when he's kicking off?
Yeah, I have to go in.
Yeah.
I don't want him getting used to my wife being in there, helping him out. So I've got to go in and just telling him lies.
Like what?
That's what you end up doing. Mate, if you sleep, more Bluey posters. Like I'm on eBay. I'm trying to find stuff. Just lying.
We have
to
our
him.
Kids in our bed all the time. I've had kids in the bed ever since I've met Alex all the time. In our bed. Toby's in there. We've never had a cot in our bed. They sleep perfectly. I might not sleep the best, but
you got a king size bed.
Super king.
You're not even near him.
Yeah, that's mate,
Charlie is as close to me.
Down, get a bigger bed.
Charlie's as close to me in another room as your child is to you on a king, on one of those super king mattresses.
Yeah, but they're next to you.
Like, they're not in a super king. They're ages away.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Do we love our next guest? And you know her from all these hits.
Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, it's so good to have you. And we've been touching base with you all over the last year through lockdown, through the pandemic, knowing that you'd been working on your new album and book, Bridge Over Troubled Dreams. Now the concert's been announced. You can get tickets. Bridge Over Troubled Dreams tour. Head to deltagoodrum.com for tickets. Delta, this must be so exciting. It is now happening. You get back on the road and be out there performing to your fans.
Oh my gosh, it's literally going to be just such a huge celebration. And even this week when we've been doing these studio sessions, inviting people to come to the studio, it just seeing people face to face again and that energy of having music in the room. And when we get to be on tour, I want it to be just such a celebration of like being there, life, love, the songs, the new songs, old songs. And just, yeah, I'm really looking forward to the tour. It's like literally the light, just like,
It must be so exciting. I went to Rod Laver yesterday, Delta, to see Paw Patrol, and your picture,
amazing.
Your picture was everywhere. Touring October, it was all over the place. So we can't wait for you to get down to Melbourne.
From the bunker down ones, getting used to, you know, this new world of seeing people virtually, you're like doing a concert every Thursday when we were doing it, and you sort of start to kind of get this new world. It'll be new again. It'll be very exciting.
Hey, speaking of seeing people up close, now our wonderful host, our queen of our show, Fifi Box, is on Dance with the Stars. You were on it just as much as her because you were in the crowd.
No.
How did she go?
No, well, you didn't see it, Del, because I went that first night and then you were there the second night.
You were there the second night. Oh, no!
But I would have been cheering extremely loudly.
Oh, thank you,
and I saw all the, you know, I hadn't seen all the different flashbacks of all the different, like, moments. And you're incredible. You're so beautiful.
Oh, you're
and
so
it's
sweet.
Such a beautiful, like, fun night of dancing. How great.
I know. And your good friend Renee, who's amazing. And it was so lovely to spend time with Renee. I can tell
she
why
is.
You two are such good friends.
She's currently at my house right now. She woke up. She's coming. So she's staying at the moment. But yeah, she's been one of my besties for years. So.
You're not much of
I was very proud of her. She danced amazing.
She did dance amazing.
I was shocked. I was like, don't send me any videos. I just want to see it when I get there.
Yeah, we're all proud of Fee for the one night.
Thank
we're
you.
Really
yeah, one dance
we're
I got to do.
Really proud.
It was a short season anyway.
It was
so
a short season.
Doesn't matter.
She took the shorts just to a real
extreme.
To extreme. Hey, well, also, Fee hasn't been out Delta since about 2010-11 because she's had two beautiful babies and single mum. She doesn't go out ever. So the whole time I've known Fee, we've never been out together like on the drink. Had a couple of drinks and stayed out. So we've organised, Nick and I, Boxy's big night out in the Gold Coast. So we've got to go start at 6 o'clock in the afternoon or in the evening and we've got to go all the way through till 6 in the morning.
No
which is not
way.
To go home.
They're making
oh my
me
gosh.
Delta.
When is this happening?
In three weeks.
In 3 weeks, okay.
Any
all
tips
right.
for Boxy?
Any tips for the Gold Coast? How would you tackle the Gold Coast?
Do I seem like the
no,
person
you
should ask who works like the entire time?
Well, you're the same as Boxy.
Maybe I should
much.
Be joining instead.
I'll hold you to that. She's like, oh,
pace yourself, pace yourself, pace
I
yourself.
Will. Actually, Delta, I remember we were at Mount Buller a few years ago. And I had an 18-month-old at the time, and I think you and I may have done a smoke bomb together. Like it was about 11 or we're like, yeah, I think it's time to go to
time
bed.
Time to go.
Are you a fan of that Delta? Are you do you smoke bomb? Just get out of a place?
Yeah, I do. Probably, well, I've just like, have to say I'm done. I'm going, bye-bye.
Yeah.
At least you say bye. Fee doesn't even say bye.
There's a
she's a phantom.
Okay.
Smoke
she's allowed. Yeah. You'll see her the next day.
Exactly.
Don't worry.
And the problem with the goodbye, it makes me sound rude, but it's not that actually. It's the fact if I do a goodbye, it's a long goodbye. I'm not very good
You're there
at
for
just
2 hours.
Bye, I'm out. Mm. It's bye, good. When am I going to see you again? And then when you do that with everyone in the room.
See? I'm exactly the same. I completely understand that. I'm like, if it's worth doing, it's worth doing well. If I want to like speak and have a chat and talk, then I'm completely the same. It's much easier for Fifi and I to smoke bomb it.
Exactly.
Bye.
And
I'm
you know
the last
what?
To leave.
Let's consider this.
Just bombing it.
This will be good, Delta, because I will do this. This will be get me back getting out and about. So by October, when I come to see
to
you.
The tour.
To the tour, I will be that's not how I was going to put it. I'll just make it through the whole concert.
That's fantastic. That's amazing. I will welcome you. I will be so excited you'll be there. But yeah, I actually, it's funny because in the new record, I talk about, you know, because I was when I was so young when I started with music and obviously went on the different chapters of life happening as you're on your way, making plans. And there's a song on the record, Billionaire, which talks about
Fee.
That I had my teenage years a little bit later in life, talking about that kind of those kind of chapters for me were a little bit later, so late 20s.
You wrote this album with your partner. How was that working with Matt?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the record was, I mean, I started back at the piano. I just wanted to go back to basics. I'd sort of had a huge reset and then just wanted to treasure hunt for the truths and find it in a succinct way to easily sing along with. And the album was all about sort of owning the story and it was all live instruments. And I'm really proud of producing it and writing it. And I'm so happy that it's out. It's like a big relief this week. Like just knowing that it's out, it kind of, it's a part of you that goes, okay, it's gone. It's everyone else's story as well now, not just mine.
Delta, that's how good of a musician you are. You look at the piano as back to basics, whereas I'm trying to figure out the recorder. Like hopefully by the time I'm 40, Three Blind Mice, here we go.
Amazing Grace is the other one they teach you at school on the recorder. I remember that was the first one they did for us.
Well, Delta, we're so proud of you. The new album and book, Bridge Over Troubled Dreams, it's out now. Get around it and also get your tickets to see Bridge Over Troubled Dreams tour.
Yeah.
DeltaGoodrum.com for tickets. Delta, it's lovely to see you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hopefully I'll be alive.
See you on the Gold Coast.
See you on the Gold Coast.
Bev and Nick. Grab the podcast on the Listener app. And for energy that's a great deal better, switch to Australian-owned Lumo today.